The other one. How can I explain the hopeless times of darkness? Within me, there is another. She knows me all too well, the other one. She knows my strengths and how to defeat them. She knows my fears and how to play them. She is sly, like a fox in the night, the other one. When the sun shines out from me, upon me, giving golden light to the world, she comes. She takes my hand and draws me into a forest of mist within myself, the other one. Within the forest is a dark cave. She draws me there, even though somewhere I hear a voice crying, "Do not go," a voice much like my own, but I can't remember. In the cave is a deep, black pool. The waters call me, drowning the voice of light. She leads me into the water, the other one. It weighs down upon me, but she assures me this is true, this is the world, not that light that seems so distant now. The other one lives here, in this place, without sunshine, without caring. Here, nothing matters, except emptiness. Yet, sometimes I think I hear the voice again. Who is that? The voice calls from so far away. It calls for me to reach, just reach toward the light. Try. Try. Try to reach just one fingertip into the light. Just let the sun touch you, it pleads. The other one holds my arm, doesn't want me to leave. But each time I barely, just barely stretch my hand up out of despair and feel the sun's kiss. And slowly, the waters recede and the cave opens. I walk, uncertain, out of the mist. My friends smile to see me again, and I will have joy with them and with myself until she comes again. The other one.